Good morning and a good Erev Shabbos. Hope we're all doing well today. I know that yesterday for me was there was a lot of mixed emotions. It was my birthday yesterday. It was David's anniversary yesterday. You know, it was an exciting day yesterday. At the same time, I think we were all very, very affected by the events in Eretz Yisrael, as I hope we usually are when things happen. And then hopefully, I think that we were affected by them, perhaps even more so, knowing that it's really hitting, a close way to home. So the greatest thing we could do right now for everything that's happening is to learn Torah together, to shtag together, maybe Lerfu Shalema, all those injured, not just yesterday, but throughout, and Eloi Nishmasam, all those who died for being Jews in Eretz Yisrael. May this be a schus for them, and of course for all of us, and we should have peace and security, and we should know the times where this Rad Hashem Harvey Amenu, a Mashiach, should be here, and we should be able to live here in true tranquility and peace, and learn here in true tranquility and peace, and with all the goodness that should be here. We are literally on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis at the top. Let's just give an overview, because we're really like in the deep thick of like machloksim and stuff. We just want to make sure that we're holding cup, just kind of like, you know, knowing what's going on, who's saying what, and how it's happening. We had the Mishnah. Mishnah had a long list of cases of people who either drink or don't drink, and they get their ksuba, and we had a whole list of cases in the Mishnah. The Gemara picked up on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph towards the bottom by saying that in these cases, by the Arus on the Shomeres Yavam, the woman that's engaged. It was a 12-month period back then, and a Shomeres Yavam, a woman that's waiting to marry her Yavam, that they drink, that they don't actually drink, but there is a kinoi element there, but they don't actually drink. We're wondering why and what the case is. So we had a machlokas brought down between Rabbi Yoshia and between Rabbi Yonason. We were wondering who the author of our Mishnah was. Rabbi Yoshia seemed to say that because we have a couple psukim here that we're trying to learn out, that we'll continue to try to learn out. There's the word tachas sheikh, there's an ish, there's tachas isha, and we're trying to learn out what all these cases are and what these psukim are coming to include. So Rabbi Yoshia seems to say that we only make only an arusa doesn't drink, but a shomeres yavam does drink, and therefore Rabbi Yoshia can't be the author of our Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yonason learns out from other psukim, he says tachas isheich, and he says tachas isha, that also a shomeres yavam and an arusa do not drink the waters. And therefore, ding, 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 our Mishnah is holding like Rabbi Yonason. Great. Now we turn over. Now is where we left off, in the deep thick of it yesterday, when it was Thursday and we ran out of time, it was a laning day. So now we're holding. And we're trying to learn out what they each do with their different psukim, because there's some psukim that each other don't learn about each other, and how do they each hold what they hold? Classic Gemara move. Let's dive right in here. So, the Rabbi Yoshia. Again, Rabbi Yoshia, who only holds that an arusa doesn't drink. Right? That he says that the words tachas isheich comes to exclude an arusa from drinking, v'nado shomeres yavam. So what does he hold with the words tachas isha, which is another set of words, as Rashi says, tachas isha basra amar basofa parsha zos, right? It's written at the end of the parsha. What does he deal with the words tachas isha? Doesn't he learn that we arusa and shomer seven because of this extra pasuk? So, miboile lahakish ish l'isha v'ishalish. No, he uses that extra pasuk for another concept, to be makish isha l'ish and ish l'isha, something that we're going to have Bezrat Hashem at the beginning of next week. But it's not to include these two cases of Shomeres Yavam and Arusa. Elotaima, so wait. The reason why these women don't drink the Mesota, diksiv hanikrei. So we said that the only reason why these women don't drink is because we have these psukim that come to exclude them. That's why these Shomeres Yavam and the Arusa don't drink. Halava chihava mina Arusa shasya. Had there not been these psukim, would we have said that an Arusa, an engaged woman, is going to drink the Mesota? Whoa. Vaha. But how can that work? He also Rav Acha bar Chanina, midiroma. That when Rabbi Acha bar Chanina came from Rome, right? Asa v'aisi masnisa biyodei. He was holding something in his hand. Mibaladei yisheich, from the pasuk that says mibaladei yisheich, from that pasuk there in Parshas Naso, which seems to indicate mishakod mashchivas baal leboel, lo shakod mashchivas boel lebal. That only, the only time where it works that the sota waters will have an effect is where the baal was first intimate with his isha, with his wife, or whatever, with this woman, and then the boel came afterwards. However, in the case of an arusa, is that the case? No. Is that the case? Is that the case? No! No! So, how do we learn this out? Mi baladei yisheich. In this case of an arusa, we shouldn't need a pasuk. Another pasuk to come to exclude an arusa. Why not? Because we already have mibaladei sheikh. Why come to include another pasuk? We already know that an arusa shouldn't drink the waters because it's not going to have an effect. Oh, good question, right? Good. So Baruch Hashem, we have more time. We can actually do the answer. Fantastic. What do we say? Amar Rami Bar Chama Meshkachas Lo. So what's the case? He going shebala arus beveis avia. A sad case. You're right. So what's this mishnah coming to include? A big chiddush. This big case of our Mishnah, of Arusa, the first bold letter word of our fourth parak, is coming to include a case of where an Arusa and an Aris were together before they got married. And that's where we need the extra pasuk. That's why we need the pasuk of Tachas Isha. Right? That's why we need that extra pasuk, according to Rabbi Yonasan, to show that... to show that it's not allowed, because if they mess up and they're together when they shouldn't be, then Mibaldei Sheikh is included because they were already together and the bowl came afterwards, and then it's okay, meaning then she can't drink the waters, but still the kinoi takes place. So, question, what have we said in the past? Isn't Meisota not going to work if the husband is guilty? Yeah, he's guilty of something. He didn't do the right thing here. He was with this Arusa before they got married. If this husband is guilty of something, then the water shouldn't work. So why should she... Of course she shouldn't drink then.
It was before they got married.
Oh. So your look of perplexity and your words making it more, kind of formulating it a little bit, makes sense.
We learned earlier that he got divorced from her and then she committed an act while they were divorced and they got remarried.
Good.
Then he's not allowed to force her to take an oath that she didn't do anything while they were divorced.
Very good. Right. So very good. So
the same thing.
Good. So we have two answers here as to what it means that the husband is guilty. Number one, this is more of an Isar Drabanan like element. So it's not like, because she's not married, it wasn't like he was... So you're right, they didn't do the right thing.
Right.
It's terrible. Nobody should do that. It's not allowed. Period. But if she wasn't a Nida, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't an Isser del Risa. So then, all right, the waters could still work in this case. It's not like he has that del Risa element of being not good. Number two is that the problem of him doing an Avera seems to be, I've heard it brought down, that's after Kinoi. So if he messes up after Kinoi, like he warns his wife and then he does something wrong with somebody else, that's when the waters have an effect. Don't have an effect because he messed up. But if he messed up in the past, at some point in the past, then it's not the case. So therefore here, when they got engaged, he didn't mess up after Kinoi, because they were together before Kinoi. Then he was Makanei her, then the case from our Mishnah. Anyways, but it's brought down there. So again, the case from the Mishnah is where he was together with her first while they were engaged, then she was with somebody else, or potentially with somebody else. She went through the kinoi and the stira process. So that's why we need the pasuk to include her.
Wasn't he permitted to have more than one wife?
Yes.
And isn't via a form of
divination? Yes, and it's a good point. Well, it's one that'll come up, I think, later on Amud Beis 2. But it's not... I think that was eradicated as practicality early on. Perhaps even before this. I don't remember exactly the timeline, but that's not a preferred way to be Makadish, a woman.
No,
and therefore it might not really work, and it might need certain das to be mekadesh her. So I don't know if that's...
Right.
It's a very good question. And you should ask the question becomes even stronger, I think, on Ahmed Bey's here. But hold that question, okay? Good. Let's go on here. Okay, great. So we said that by the case of the Arusa, then what's happening here is that they were together, right? Beves Avia. Does that mean that by the Shemer Siyavim, or here? Your question is going to get stronger here. It's really going to be brought out here, right? The case of a Shomer Yavam, right? So that must be also. They were together, Beves Chamiha, before Yibum took place. The Yavam and the Yavama were together. Hashemeres, right? Because that's the only case that Mibaladei Sheikh wouldn't negate what we're trying to accomplish. Because Mibaladei Sheikh is where the Baal has to be with her before the Boel. So we need the Yavam to be together with the Yavama beforehand. And therefore, what must be that the Yavam and Yavama were together, Beves Avia. And then, or Beves Chamia. And then, it happened. So, wait. But then why is she called Shomeres Yavam? Ishtamal Yisahi, right? Isn't she Ishtamal Yisah? Isn't she a pure wife? What's the concept of Yibam? Yibam, you don't, you know, they're together. Boom, Yibam takes place. It's less of a form of some sort of marriage. And therefore, if we're going to say that because the words Mibaladei Sheikh have to be together first, then therefore, it's not needed. They're already husband and wife. So what's the case of Shomeres Yavam? She's not a Shomeres Yavam. There's no concept of Shomeres Yavam here in this case. If Mibaladei Sheikh won't apply. We are about 6 lines up. Chav Dalad Amud Beis. What do we answer here? Great question. Dama Rav Kana Lakol. Because Rav says that if they're together, Kana Lakol, that's a full marriage. That takes place fully. And therefore, what can we possibly say here to get out of this marriage? Kishmuel. No, we're not holding like Rav, we're holding like Shmuel. What does Shmuel hold in a case where Yavam and Yavama come together, right? Before really to consummate the marriage, so to say, without officially trying to consummate it, but before they actually got married? Kishmuel, de Amar lo kana. He doesn't really acquire her as a wife with such an act. El ledvarm ha'amurim beparsha. But what does he accomplish? Things that are written, so to say, in the parsha. So what does that mean? Meaning they do come together, but she's not really a full wife yet because they're not married. So what did he accomplish? Number one, if he wants to break the relationship at that point, he needs a get. Not chalitza, but a get because they were together. And number two, the Yavam inherits the estate of the brother who died as soon as they had relations. So there is that sense of a connection there. But she's still not a full wife, and therefore she can still be called a Shmeres Yavam according to this Mishnah. According to Rav, it wouldn't work because she's a full wife. But according to Shmuel, it would work. Because she's still considered a Shomeres Yavam, but she does have more of a status of being his wife. Now, let's try to parallel this machlokas to what we had before. Now we'll really have to kind of hold ourselves a little bit and follow this. Rav said what? Full wife. If Shomeres Yavam, if a Yavamaz with her Yavam, then full wife right away. Whereas Shmuel said, you know, quasi, right? Not full wife yet, sort of wife, maybe back and forth a little bit. That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel here about this case. So let's parallel that machlokas to Rabbi Yoshia and to Rabbi Yonasan, which we just said at the beginning of the daf today, reviewing what we had from Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph towards our Amud here. What did they say? What did Rabbi Yoshia said? What that the Shomeres Yavam drinks the Meisota. And Rabbi Yonasan said that she does not drink the Meisota. So again, who would be going like who? Rav, who says full wife, should hold like Rabbi Yoshia, who says to drink, because she's a full wife. Great, so drink. You're a full wife, so drink. So what's the chiddush here? Great, so she should drink. Whereas Shmuel, who says that she's not a full wife if they're together, maybe holds like Rabbi Yonasan, who says, don't drink, because she's not a full wife yet. Fantastic. So let's bring that out now. Then we're going to basically defenestrate those shots. We're just to, you know, just do some chazara here on Friday. We're going to knock out those parallels, because they can each hold like the other. So, and then it's going to bring us to the top of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Let's do this. Lema. Rav, here's where it gets exercises our intellect here. If we're going to say that Rav and Shmuel have the machlokas, and Rav says that she's a full wife, and Shmuel says that she's this quasi wife. So ihachi lema Rav damar Rabbi Yoshia. Rav should say like Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that a shomer siyavam drinks the meisota. Ushmuel damar Rabbi Yonasan, and Shmuel says like Rabbi Yonasan, who says that she does not drink the meisota. Fantastic, because Shmuel says only a quasi-wife. Amar lecha Rav, no. Rav's going to say, no, I'm not exclusive in this relationship with Rabbi Yoshia. I can also hold like Shmuel. Why? Not like Shmuel, but I can also hold like Rabbi Yonasan in that other machlokas. Anadami afilu the Rabbi Yonasan. I can also hold like Rabbi Yonasan, who says that she does not drink. Even though I say that she's like a full wife, I can even hold like Rabbi Yonasan, who says that she does not drink. Why? Mid itzrich kralim uta. Michal Dishtamali Sahi. Because Rabbi Yonasan brought a pasuk to show that she doesn't drink, it means that really she is a full wife. That's because we need a pasuk to show her that she doesn't drink. But otherwise, of course, she would drink because she's a full wife. Therefore, the pasuk has to come to include her. Beautiful. Moving up top of Chafei Amaral. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, by the way, she's not a full wife. So we thought he should hold like Rabbi Yonasan, which says that she does not drink. And he'll give a similar shot of why he can hold like Rabbi Yonasan. Like Rabbi Yoshia. Why? Anadam refilu le Rabbi Yoshia. So Shmuel says who that she's not a full wife. He can even hold like Rabbi Yoshia, who says that she does drink. Why? Mid istra kral rabuya, because we need a pasuk to include her. Michal de lav ishto hiklal. That because we need a pasuk to include her means that she wasn't really a full wife like me, but still it's okay. So we end up here by saying that we can't parallel the machlokas from Rav and Shmuel to Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. But essentially, the pshat here is straight. Rav and Shmuel. Rav says full wife. Shmuel says quasi wife, with some sort of list of parameters around what that means. The included above a typical yavam and yavama, and we have that machlokas there, which we started off our gemara with today about Rabbi Yoshua and about Rabbi Yonasan. Now the gemara is going to pivot into asking a number of questions, general type of shilas, and it's going to constantly bring our Mishnah and the quotes from our Mishnah as proofs for either way, for the Amud. It's very interesting. And by the way, I'd like to wish us all a Mazel Tov. As we turn to Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, today's daf, we have more than halfway completed the Masechta. So that's a big, big deal. We've been learning for more than 3 weeks together now. And Baruch Hashem, we're finishing our third full week of learning together. It's a tremendous chus to be more than halfway through this Masechta. I hope we're all very, very proud. And the Emir Tzashem on Zos Chanukah will have that Siyamon Masechta Sota. Let's appreciate each day along the way. Iboy Lehu. Let's rock. Overes Aldas. What happens if this, any woman, right? Not necessarily Sota related. She's Overes Aldas. What does that mean? Rashi, three lines down from on top, Overes Aldas Yehudas. So again, not Das Moshe, which is the Oraisa type Torah, but Das Yehudas, some sort of like customs that women took onto themselves. Which means what? What are some examples? She'ena Tsenua. She's not Tsenius. Or Yotza Verosha Frua. She goes out with her hair uncovered. We're not going to go into that right now. I'm just reading Rashi.
Not part of the same issue.
Good question. The next few ones are also. Maybe She'enot Snua then is going on everything that's coming up in Rashi. Maybe I didn't read it right. It's a good question. Maybe She'enot Snua, colon. Now it's going to bring up a few things. Verosha Frua, right? Uncovered hair. Vitava Bashuk, where she weaves in the marketplace. And the issue with weaving in the marketplace is that her sleeves, we're choshen that her sleeves will like go up and somebody can sleeve either above her elbow or even more, but it's some sort of unsneas practice. Umidaberes im kol adam. And she just speaks with all men. We're all people. She's just very outgoing in a unsneas kind of way. Do you know what we call that person? A coquet. A coquet. Word of the day. I had it on my SAT word. So I used to think that it was a coquette. That's how I used to pronounce it. Apparently I was incorrect and I was laughed at. So the word is more coquet, I think, or some sort of coquette. That's kind of the, but C-O-Q-U-E-T-T-E, a woman who is medaberes im kol adam, Rashi. So if I was translating Rashi and writing a sefer, I would use the word coquet, C-O-Q-U-E-T-T-E. Not sure how this is going to come up in context, if anybody can use it, but that's the word of the day today in our share. Anyways, so if this woman is Overes Aldas, I missed a couple days there for the word of the day, so I apologize. I had to jump back on the bandwagon there. So this woman is Overes Aldas. Then what do we, tzricha astrala fsido ksuba, ksubasa o ena tzricha? Does she need a warning to lose her ksuba or not? Yeah, not a sota issue right now. It wasn't like she was warned with a kinui and stira, but she was overus al das. So does she need to be warned? Wife, please don't do this again, or else you lose your... Oh, okay, now you lost your ksuba. Or right away, if she does any of these, does she lose her ksuba immediately? Mi amrinan. Let's hear both sides. Mi amrinan, kevin doveras al dasi, that because she was overus al das, lo bayasra, it's a first strike, she's out! No way, no more ksuba. Oh, dilma tibay hasra, she needs hasra, di hadraba ti hadraba. Because maybe with hasra, oh boy, what did I do? Oh no, tshuva! And she'll come back. So, hasra or not? Tashma, what better place to look than our Mishnah? Fourth Perek, first Mishnah, Arusa Vishomer Siyavam, first line, lo shosos, lo nolos ksuba. They don't drink, and they also don't take their ksuba. Again, they don't take their ksuba. Mishnah hud lo shasu, they don't drink. Ha kinui makni la. But the kinui has an effect, right? That she had kinui and stira these people. So, lemai, what did the kinui have an effect for? Lav lafsido ksuba. So, isn't the only reason why the husband warned these people the only reason why the husband warned is because she would lose her ksuba. And that's why she went through the process, not because she would be able to drink, because she's not able to drink. And therefore, the reason why there's kinui and stira is so that it would accomplish losing the ksuba. And therefore, what? A woman should need to be warned to lose her ksuba.
Do we really have to say that the husband had all that in mind? I mean, he just wanted her to stop schmoozing with that guy.
In the case of our Mishnah.
Yeah. So it's not like he did this so she could lose her ksuba.
Correct. So there's ways to phrase it. Wife, please stop schmoozing with that guy. Let's talk about it. Let's go out to a cafe. Let's sit and discuss. You know, is there anything that, you know, let's go to a marital counselor. But to say, you know, don't go into yichru, to structure it like a kinoi, which is necessary. Like, you can't go into yichud with that guy. That's a very ultimatum type drinking sota water type. Right. Oh, and we really, on the Amud, there will be inklings towards that even, and as we mentioned before, that it's not exactly parallel to Yichud, because there's cases where it could be even two men, you know, it's not a Yichud specific case, but it's similar to that. So it's, don't be miyachid with that man in a way that something could potentially happen. Anyways, but yeah, so.
But this talks about in the marketplace, though, doesn't it? Or was I wrong?
She was just Tava Bashuk. This is not Sota stuff. This is just, in general, not Sneas kind of stuff. So, by the way, does anybody have a watch they can just kind of put down here? Just
6:24.
Okay, great. I have my phone, but... Okay, let's continue here. So, Toshma, right? So we just brought up the proof of the Arusa and the Shomer Siyavam. And isn't that coming to make her lose out on her ksuba if she's overus al das also? Therefore, the overus al das would have to get warned, some sort of warning. Amar Abaye, lo, the osra lof. No, the kinoi doesn't have to necessarily accomplish it. It's not necessarily so that it's only coming to knock out the ksuba, but it's maybe it's just coming to make her aser onto him. Rav Papa Amar Lashkosa, she nisua. No, it's not just coming to make her aser on him, but the drinking, what it's accomplishing, or the warning, what it's accomplishing, is that she'll have to drink the waters when they get married. The Arusa and the Shomeres Yavam. Kitatanya. In Mekan la Arusa lashkosa kshi Arusa. That we don't make an Arusa drink when she's an Arusa, because she's not married yet. Al Mekan la Arusa, we warn her now, lashkosa kshi nesua, that she will drink when she gets married to this man. So again, they go through this process. It's amazing that they still get married.
Yeah, doesn't she have an out? I mean, she can say, I don't want to marry you now.
She probably could, but I guess she wants to get married to him. And that kinoi, that effect, Rav Papa says is coming to have her drink when they get married. Omar Rava, another proof from our Mishnah. So this wasn't a proof yet. So again, does this woman overus al das, does she have to be warned to lose her ksuba or not for the actions that she's doing? Omar Rava, another proof from our Mishnah. Tashma, almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hediot. An almana for a kohen gadol, and a grusha and a chalutza for a kohen hediot, which are both not allowed. Mamzer su nesina l'Yisrael, bas Yisrael l'mamzer ulinosin. So in these cases, again, what did our Mishnah say? Lo shosos, lo no los ksuba. They do not drink the sota waters, and also they do not get their ksuba. So what again do we see from here? Right? Because she only drinks when she'll be allowed to stay in the marriage. that's why, again, just a general concept from the Mishnah, was that the only time that the sota drinks the water is when Hashem's going to erase his name to help fix this marriage. So, but these cases, we don't want this marriage to take place. Right. It's not a good marriage. Hashem's not going to erase his name to have these lovely husband and wife come back together, because it shouldn't be anyways. So again, Mishtahud lo shasya. But it seems like still, they don't drink the waters, but ha-kinui maknilhu. But the kinui still happened. Why? Ulamai, why did the kinui happen? What does the kinui accomplish in these cases? Ila osner love, as Eliezer just said, ha-sir mekaimon. She's already ushered him. So it's not like the kinui is coming to make her usher. That's already a dunski. Elav lav sidung subasan. But so what's coming to happen? It's going to come to help her lose the ksuba. And therefore, again, what's the proof again? The same proof again. Is that what? Is that if she is Overa Saldas, David, then what should be? What should be? Should she need a kinoi or not to lose her ksuba? She needs to have the kinoi again to lose her ksuba. All these cases from Mishnah come to indicate that she needs to have kinoi to lose her ksuba. Amar Rav Yehuda Midiskarta, no, lo osur the boel. What's that kinoi coming to do? It's to make her aser to the boel kabal. That even afterwards, she can no longer be with the boel. It means even after she gets divorced or whatever, she can't be with that man who she was potentially with. And that's what the kinoi comes to accomplish. It's none. She got, like, she left this marriage.
She was divorced.
A grusha to a kohen.
Right.
She had, the husband was Makana here.
Right.
Still went into yichud with him. Right. She gets divorced from the husband.
Right.
She can't be with that man. Right. She can't marry that man.
She can't marry him.
So whatever happens out of marriage,
right.
Beis Din can't exactly prevent,
right.
But that marriage can't exactly take place. She's not allowed to be with him, halachically. She's not allowed to marry him, halachically, even though she might have been able to without this. Right? It's not, as we learned in a Mishnah coming up in a couple days, Kishem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Labal. So she'll be also be usher to the Boel. Okay? So just like she's usher to the Baal, usher to the Boel too, and that is fantastic. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misur. So again, no proof yet. We're back and forth here. Toshmav, Elu Shabazin Mekane Lahu Lahem. These are the fallen people that Bazin are Mekane, right? Mekane in the stead of the husband who's unable to for whatever reason in these cases. What were some of those cases offhand?
Jail.
Excellent. Excellent. You guys hit two of the three. Fantastic. No. Thank you. Great. That's the second. Okay, great. Mishnah Scharish Bala, that the following people, Bezin Armakane, a woman whose husband became a deaf mute. O Nishtata, or he became mentally unstable. O Shaychavash Beves Hasurin, which was Ellie's case, or he's locked up in jail. Vlo Lashkosa Amru. So again, why is Beis Din warning her? Not to make her drink the waters, because she can't drink the waters because of Beis Din, but Ella Posla Mksubasa. Seems to be that this is coming to exclude her from getting her ksuba. Shmamina Bayasra. And therefore, why is Beis Din warning her? Let them just get divorced immediately. If she's not going to drink the waters anyways, then why is Beis Din warning her? Isn't that a great proof? Isn't that a great proof? Why is Beis Din doing this? Because only with the proof can she no longer have her ksuba. Shema mina, great proof, wonderful. Says Gemara, it was such a great proof. A cool in my time in the law. Why didn't everybody say this proof? It's such an amazing proof. Why did everybody start going around with their other proofs? We should have just jumped right here in the Mishnah. Dilma shani hasam, no. Because maybe this case of the Sharon Shota and the jail to the leislo aimsa de baal klal. Because maybe here, no. Because she doesn't really have the aima of the baal. Because her baal is no longer able to stop her from doing anything. Because either he's incapable or doesn't fully understand what's going on, or he's physically not around because he's in jail. And therefore she has no aima of her baal, so she might act more freely. So because that's the case, Bazin is coming in to give her a little bit of a warning to make it that if she does anything, if she goes into Yichud, then it's a more of an established thing. But with the regular husband around, maybe the kinoi is not coming to accomplish that because she has ema of the baal, and therefore it's not so simple that these cases were the exact proof. Nevertheless, we did prove that she does need the warning to get her, or to lose her ksuba. Iboilhu, next topic. Overa saldas ratza baal akaima. Mekaima? Oh, ain't a mekaima. What happens if she's overa saldas? Next stage. But the husband, like, wants to keep her as a wife. Can he? Right? Those cases in Rashi. Now he wants to keep her as a wife. Is he able to or not? Nimrin a big peta de Baal Tala Rachamana, do we say that it depends on the Baal, the holo kapid, and he doesn't really care? Odilma kevan de kapid kapid. Rashi kevan de kapid kapid, a few lines up from where we are. Klomar kevan de orche de Baal le mikbad bahachi. And because the Baal is usually upset about these things, he's usually irked by these things. Al karche de hainami have a kepeda legabe. So, so too, even if this other guy is not irked by any of these things that his wife is doing, he still has to go along with it, and he's unable to stay married to her. Meaning that it's a general rule that we have across the board. Toshima, let's bring her proof either way. Again, the question was that if she's overus aldas, then can he keep her or not? Toshima, Elujah based in Mekanel, and the following people based in is Mekanel. Mishan Escharish Bala, Onishtata, Oshayachavish based Asurin, same three cases. Yamit Ratza Bala Kaima, Mekaima, never going to say that if a husband wants to keep her, he can keep her. Avdi Basin, Midi, Didumalo, Nichale, Labal. Is the Basin now accomplishing something that's not good for the Baal? What's the Basin doing? Basin's warning her. The Basin is warning her. What's the warning for? It's warning that, excuse me, ma'am, but if that happens again, or if you're Nichon with that guy, then, you know, this marriage is done. So what do you mean? The husband wants to stay with her, right? As Rashi says, "V'heich anu nasim shluchel no b'davar shehu chov lo." It's a chov. He doesn't want this to happen. He wants to stay married to her. He doesn't care what his wife is doing. It's fine to him. He wants to stay married to her. She'eno chafetz bo v'kai malan, as we're saying, "Ksuba staf yodav." Ein chavan l'adam shlo b'fanav. And we can't make a chov for somebody not in his presence. And therefore, how is the Bezin able to do this if we're going to say that it's tol on what the Baal thinks in each individual case, and it's not objective, but it's more subjective in each case? Says the Gemara, right? And it seems to be a proof from here that the Baal is not allowed to choose to stay married to her, right? But he has to kind of leave the marriage. Stama de Milsa came to Versal Dasi, Menach Nichalei. You're right. That a general case is... it's not a proof. Why? Because stama de milsa, generally, a husband is not happy with this. So meinach nichole, Bezin can go ahead, and they could warn her, because generally husbands want that to happen. But you're right. Subjectively, in each individual case, if the husband wants to circumvent that and get around that, he might be able to.
I have a question here. In these circumstances, let's assume that these circumstances are permanent. He's in jail for life. Crazy, he's not going to get better, whatever. She can't get out of the marriage? She's stuck there?
That's a Gitan issue, and Bezrat Hashem will get to that soon.
It seems like that's not fair to her.
So, right, so that's totally separate from specifically this topic here. I believe there are ways that she can get around it, and through Bezin she is able to get divorced. I believe that that's able to happen, right? There's ways, and Bezin has very creative ways that they can make that happen. Go to a husband in jail, or there's ways that Bezin has very creative ways to make these things happen, I believe. And we'll hopefully get to that soon in terms of the depth of that and how those things can work. For right now, though, we see that if the husband either snaps out of the mental instability or the other cases, or he comes out of jail, then the question is, can he kind of uproot what Bezin did, or is that objectively set in stone?
Right.
Ibarlehu, new question. Baal shemachal al kinuyav, kinuy machal o eno machal. A Baal that was mekane his wife, right? As Rashi says, v'ashas ogadaytach dekaboy, bein shemachal kodam stira, bein shemachal achas stira. And we think here that this is either before or after stira. That's the Havamina right now in the Gemara. A Baal that's mekane his wife, can he go back on that or not? Can he say, oh, I really didn't mean to do it, I don't want to, no, let's just kind of get out of that whole thing, let's just go back to the good old days when we were happily married and nobody was warning each other about being...
Happily.
When we were
lovers at first sight,
and you weren't being miyachid with men, and I wasn't screaming at you for doing so. Miyamrina bikinoi de Baal Tol Rachamana, is the kinoi in his hands, because the Torah says bikine es ishto. Ubal ha michale lekinoi, and then therefore he can be mochalit. Odilma came into kanale meikara lo matzi mechale. Once he is mekanier, lo matzi mechale, he can't uproot it, that is set in stone. Tashma, elu bezin mekanale, ve elu she bezin mekanale. Mishin is charish balo, and ishtato, shichavish beis asurin. That line came up like three or four times already in the summit. Viamrit bal shemachal lekinoi, kinoi mechale. And if we're going to say that once the Baal is able to forgive, avdinan midi dosa bal mechale, is bezin. It's similar to last case. Can Bezin do something that the Baal can then come out and say he doesn't actually want it to happen? Answers Gemara. Stama de milsa, oda maskin al das Bezin. You're right. No. Generally, a man is happy with what Beis Din does. And therefore, it would seem, according to this, that if he wants to stay married to her, he still can. If he wants to go against the Kino, he can. But Beis Din generally does things, or a person is generally happy with what Beis Din does. Toshima. So again, it's no proof yet. Let's continue to feel it out. Umosher lo. What does Beis Din do? Umosher lo shen tam necham shem yavo ala baderach. As we said, that Beis Din sends him with, sends them with two Tminechamim to go along with them on the road. Yamar Baal Shemachal Kinoyim Kinoyim Machal. And if we're going to say that a Baal wants to go against his Kinoy and be with his wife, Lechle Lekinuye Velivol. So why is Beis Din sending him with two Talmidei Chachamim for the trip? Let him just go against his Kinoy and be with his wife. So why send the Talmidei Chachamim here, right? Isn't this a proof that he cannot be Mochel? Because if he could be Mochel, okay. They're on the trip, they're going to the Beis Din, they're going to Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden they have a very romantic dinner on the way, they stop off, and therefore they're like, oh, let's just kind of go back to the good old days, right? Ellie, the happy old days when we got married, they looked at their wedding album and they just wanted to, therefore, all right, two Tamechamim, why are they here? Let's just kind of go back. Who cares? But those two Tamechamim seem to be that they're kind of stopping things from happening. Ma'ishnal Tamechamim says Gemara, wait, what are these Tamechamim? The Gemiri, they know Torah. The boy, the boy, the mivah, because if they want to be together, Amrilei, achli l'kinuyech, ubala. Maybe they're able to say, oh, you're right. They just have to say, okay, now go back on your kinoy and you guys can be together. So they're not there to stop it. Maybe they're there to actually facilitate it. Okay, just make sure that you go back. Don't be with her yet. Just make sure that in your mind, or you have to speak out.
They're aiding.
Correct. They're like aiding to say, all right, is your kinoy done? Your kinoy is canceled? All right, you guys can go back to being happily married. Toshma, Damar, Yosha, Shlosha, Dvarim, Sachli, Zira, Mount Yerushalayim. Right? Three things Zira said to me. From Huzira, who's from the elders, or from the Anshei Yerushalayim. Number one, Baal Shemachal Kinuyev Kinuyev Machal. First thing he said was that a Baal that wants to go against his Kinuy, he's able to. V'zakin Mamre, Shirotu Bezin Limcholo, Umochalno. That a Zakin Mamre, somebody that goes against Bezin, one of the Bezin, that goes against others in the Lishkach HaGozes, his death penalty is with Chenek. If his people want to be Mochan him, that he shouldn't get killed, they're able to. Number three, Ben Sori Umora, that this wayward child, Shiratsu Avivimo Limcholo Mochalo, that his parents want to be Mochalim, they're able to be Mochalim. Ukshabatz Yitzel Chaver Shabadorim, Al. And once he came to kind of my friends, my crew in the Dorm in the south, he was from Yerushalayim, he came to the south, Al Shnaim Hodulo, Hoduli, that on two of them they agreed, Al Zakin Mamre Lo Hoduli. Right? But on the case of the Zakin Mamre, they did not. Why? Shalo Yir Machlokas Bisrael. Because the Zakin Mamre was somebody that was posking against the whole basin. So therefore, they didn't agree with him with the Zakin Mamre, but they did agree with him on two other things, which were what? Baal Shemachal Al Kinuyav. Another one was about Ben Sor Umora.
Ben Sor Umora, that has to do with the parents?
The parents, I think, bring him to Basin. So the parents are the ones that are bringing him, and then Basin kind of poskins it. But I think the parents are the ones that are doing it, so maybe the parents can go against it. I'm sure you've seen that, right? In courts, you know, your parents coming to say, you know, a juvenile delinquent doing this and doing that, and so the parents can say, oh, no, wait, judge, we really didn't mean to. We're going to take him home and take care of it by ourselves. So maybe they could go against that. And here we seem to say that it's okay for the parents to do that. Shmamino, Baal Shemachal Kinoyev Kinoyev Machal. Right? Shmamino. Great. We learned from this that a husband is able to go into his kinoy. That is fine. Moving along a little bit. Pligi Bar of Achavirina. So we still have one outstanding issue. We conclude here that a Baal is able to go against it, but we have one outstanding issue that we have to flatten out. Right? We have Machlokes between Ravacha and Ravina. Chad Amar Kodem Stira Machal, Lachar Stira Eino Machal. One says that this is only before Stira, right? If the Kinoy takes place, but there's no Stira yet, then he could be Mochal, but after Stira he can. Chad Amar Lachar Stira Nami Machal. But one says also after Stira he could. Umistaber Kvandamar Eino Machal. And it's Mistaber. It makes more sense according to the one who says that after Stira he could be that he can't be Mochal. Mimai, why? Midikama Hadri Rabbanon L'Rabbi Yosi, because the fact that the Rabbanon said to Rabbi Yosi, Detanya Rabbi Yosi, Omer Bala Neman Alel, that the, right, I should read, let me just read a few lines. This goes back on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. On Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, what do we say there about the two Talmidei Chachamim? So take a look here. Zayin Amud Aleph. De'amar Revuda, where was it? Just a few lines down there. It's whether we send two Talmidei Chachamim with him or not on the trip. The Chachamim said you send two, and Rabbi Yossi said you don't send two. That was from Daf Zayin. So with the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer Bala Nemala, that the husband's beliefs, you don't have to send two. Mikal Vachomer, Uma Nida Shiba Karis. Nida is a case of Karis. Bala Nemala, we don't need two Talmidei Chachamim in our homes every time our wife is a Nida. Sota Shiba Lav, but a Sota that's only with a Lav, Lo Kol Shekein, aren't we certainly believed in this case? So why do we need to send Amrlo, the Chacham say back? And what did they respond? What was their answer there? Back on Daf Zayin about 3 weeks ago? Hello! Don't give me that Kal Vachomer! In the Amra Benita Shekein Yish Laheter! The Nita is going to be allowed in just a week and a half, 2 weeks. Tomer Besota Shein Laheter? Are you going to say the same thing about a Sota where there's no Heter, where it's never going to be allowed again if she's really Usher? Whoa, what did that just mean though? Never be allowed again? Right? And what did the Gemara there say, by the way? Maim genuvim yumtaku. Stolen waters are sweeter, and therefore, even if they're married all their lives, but as soon as she's going to be usher forever, it's going to be a sweeter thing for him. Right? Wait, v'yamar lachar stir machala. And if we're going to say, according to the opinion that we just said, that after stir he is able to be machal, mishkachas lo yesh laheter, then there is a heter. So it's not usher forever. And therefore, we see that after stira, so because that machlo is back on Daf Zayin, it's amazing. The Gemara is able to kind of swing things in from everywhere. So because of there, we say, la'achar stira, he's not able to, because she's usher forever, that's able to answer what we said there. Let's do a few more lines. Shemamina. Mesu balein, ad shlo shasu. By the way, I had a very, there was a question on this that I really didn't understand from before. And we have 3 minutes, so I don't think I can bring it out. But there was a question on this that bothered me from about 10 lines ago. It was racking my head last night. I spoke to Rav Deutsch about it, who gives the Hebrew Daf Yomi. It's really, really bothersome based on what we just said. I'm speaking really too quickly right now, so I'll stop. But if anybody has that question, if anybody would like to discuss it afterwards, I'd be happy to come. Let's talk after Shachar. Shemamina. Okay. Meis balein ad shlo shasu b'shamay v'chulub. What happens if the husband dies before she drinks? So b'shamay said, we had this on Daf Kaf Dalet Amid Beis, right? B'shamay said what? Beishamai, Omrim, notlos ksuba flosho. So Beishamai said that she takes the ksuba and she doesn't drink. Beisil says no, she doesn't take the ksuba because she can't drink the waters. So my commitly, what's the argument? Beishamai savishtar omen ligvos kikapitami. Beishamai says no, she gets the ksuba. Why? Because she's holding the ksuba. A very famous shas topic. That shtar omen ligvos kikapitami, that she's holding it. Shtar omen ligvos, she's holding the document, therefore she's able to keep it until, as Rashi says, last line, v'amotzi michaver olivaraya, v'alein laviraya, shizinsa v'stirazu, v'av. She's holding the ksuba right now. So she's able to collect from it unless the children can bring a proof that she wasn't Mizana. And they can't because she can't drink the water. Excellent. Ubeis Hillel Savri, Sharomi Ligvos, Lav Gavidami. But Beis Hillel says, no, it's not like that. So even though, meaning that even if she considers as if she's holding it, the kids have it. So now if she wants the ksuba, she's going to have to prove that she's innocent, not the kids having to prove that she's not innocent, and she can't prove that she's innocent, so she's unable to collect the ksuba. Muberes chavero v'chulu, we had that whole case about the muberes chavero, the 12 months, etc. But what the v'chulu is that we all said by a zekena, a kar, and an islandess, those women that aren't able to have kids right now, the Tanakhama said lo shosos, and Rabbi Lezer said that shosos, they do drink. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Machlokas Bakara Uzkena. The Machlokas, there's only by an Akara, a woman who became unable to have kids, and Uzkena, an elderly woman who also became unable to have kids. Aval Islandess, but a woman who was never able to have kids. Devra called Lo Shosev, Lo Nolos Ksubasa. Everybody says that she doesn't drink the waters and she doesn't take a ksuba. Shneimar v'niksav v'nizrazara. That because if she's innocent, the Torah says that she's going to be able to have kids. Misha darko lehazria. Somebody who's able to potentially have kids. Yosuzu shein darko lehazria. This is a woman who is at least at one point in her life able to have kids, but if she was never able to have kids, then she's unable to take her ksuba in that case and she doesn't drink the waters. Up to Meisvei, a whole new topic. Chavav bezrashem. Let's try to do it up ourselves over Shabbos. And let's start again with Daf Chav Zayin. I was trying to find a good starting point on Daf for Shabbos. I'm not sure exactly where that is offhand, but let's try to find a good starting point, hopefully towards the bottom of Amud Beis, or right at the top of Amud Aleph for Daf Chav Zayin. And as we finish off on Sunday, the fourth paragraph of Sefer Sota, I wish you all a beautiful Shabbos. May we hear only the source of us.